the Lord for His goodness to us, and like to share a scripture that impressed me this week in the book of Psalms, the 32nd chapter. I'd like to start reading at the first verse. It said, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts in the Lord mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." I want to mention here in the third verse, it says, "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through all my roaring all the day long." Now, I believe this is said to be a psalm of David, but somehow he was in trouble. And of course, he needed some help. But it says, "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer." He was trying to get through this affliction, this difficulty on his own, is my thought, my belief. But the Lord's hand was heavy upon him, and it didn't let up. It kept on and on. And I believe he began to dig deeper into his heart, into his life. And because then in verse 5, at first he says, "I kept silence." But in verse 5 he says, "I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin." So when I was reading this, it was like the Lord's hand was heavy upon him, and God wasn't letting him off the hook until he came to a place of acknowledgement and recognition of his need. Now, I want to clarify before I start this. Afflictions can mean many different things. It's not always just a bodily affliction or physical affliction. It can be the circumstances of our life. It can be difficult places. It can be trouble. Places maybe that are overwhelming to us. All those things. But I want to say that it's not always because we've sinned. I want to clarify that also. We have the example of Job. And Job, he didn't sin. That's not why he was bearing those afflictions, those troubles that came to him. It wasn't because of his sin. But I want to challenge us that when we are afflicted, when we are in trouble, it is a time to begin to examine and to ask God, Lord, is there something that you're trying to teach me? I'm confident of this very thing today that God is trying to teach us. He wants to teach us His ways. He wants us to understand His paths and what He has for us in life. And many times He uses the circumstances of our life to help us to be able to see and recognize, as He did David here in this place. He said, I kept silence, but after it said, His hand was heavy upon me. It was like God wasn't letting him off the hook. And I'm thankful I was blessed by this, because I realized more that we have such a loving Heavenly Father that's interested in our welfare and our salvation. And He's willing to allow things to touch us in our lives to help us, not to destroy us. And that's what I get when I read some of these other scriptures towards the end. He said in verse 6, it says, "For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him." When I get out of this, he had trouble here. But what I get out of this is it's not going to overwhelm him. It's not going to destroy him. You know, God never allows things to come that He recognized that would just totally destroy our faith and who we are, that would just completely overwhelm us, you might say. There's another verse that brings out, it said, "There's no temptation taking you but such as common to man. But God will with the temptation make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it." You know, the Lord knows what we're able to bear. Sometimes we think we know. We don't really know. But God does know. And sometimes those flames, they bring up the dross. They bring up places where we came short. And when we acknowledge that, I thought about also the scripture that said, "Is any afflicted among you, let him pray." And then in that same passage there in James, it says, "Confess your faults one to another." It's an acknowledgement. I failed. I came short in this area. It said that you might be healed. When we open our hearts and we surrender to God, and we allow God to have His way in our life, then the Lord is able to bless us and to help us and to strengthen us. And He mentions here in verse 8, He said, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." The Lord is trying through all these things to instruct us and to teach us. And Lord, help us today to have our spiritual eyes open, to have our hearts softened, that we can receive and look and behold what God is trying to speak to us about and to talk to us about. I noticed in my own life a lot of times the physical things that I'm going through, many times there's a spiritual correlation that the Lord's trying to get over to me. And if I'll stop and listen And look, I can get spiritual things that God is trying to get to my heart and my spirit, and it comes many times through the physical things that I face from day to day. But he said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. The Lord wants to instruct us. He wants to teach us. He wants us to learn how to follow Him and how to serve Him. He wants us to learn the different things in His Word that will be a blessing to us, that will be a help to us in time to come. He wants to teach us those things. And He says, be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto me. God don't want us to live our lives like that. He don't want us to be hard, just hitting things and going on and never recognizing that all the time, the Lord's been trying to teach me. All the time, the Lord has been trying to give me a lesson. And I've been too brutish. I've been too stubborn to be able to get it. Lord, help us today to be sensitive in our hearts and our spirit to what God is wanting to give us. I thought of also the verse here in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews 12 and verse 5 says, ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. You see, the Lord just didn't let David go on. He was trying to teach him. He was trying to instruct him. I know, I appreciated visiting Brother Frankie the other day. His frame of mind and his spirit and his attitude was, he was looking to the Lord for instruction. He wanted to hear what God was wanting to say to him and speak to him. And Lord, help us all to have that attitude and that spirit, that gentleness, that tenderness, that God can speak to us, that He can teach us through these things. But it's not meant to destroy us. He said, you've forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as in children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. The Lord, it's through His love. I'm thankful today that God just doesn't let us go astray. You know, He talked about the sheep. If one goes astray, the Lord leaves the 99 and He goes and seeks for the one that's gone astray. And He looks high and low until He finds it. Then He bears it upon His shoulders and He brings it back home, and there's great rejoicing. You know, He's got 99 at home, but He's not satisfied with that. He's looking at the one that is strayed. You know, sometimes we can stray. Sometimes we can stray in our heart, or maybe in our mind, in our spirit. We can get off the right path. The path of devotion and love and submission to God, and we can stray and begin to do things our own way. It's so easy. All it takes is just a few decisions. I think about Pilgrim and Pilgrim's Progress. He saw a path just right beside the one that he was following, and it looked so much more pleasant to walk on. It looked greener, looked a little more comfortable to be able to go down, and it looked like it was going the same direction. From what he could calculate in his understanding, it looked like it was going to lead him to the same place. But it didn't. It veered off. And then later he found himself in giant doubting castle with giant despair. It's so easy for us to do that. To begin to veer off and to stray. But we have a Heavenly Father today that is willing to do whatever it takes to help us to get our attention and to bring us back into the right path. I'm thankful today for His great love, for His great mercy. That last verse that we read, I believe it said, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." That verse before that, though, he said, "Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about." And then he said, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy." The Lord's not willing just to let us go. He searches. He searches and He looks. And He puts little things in our path to help us to see His way. And it helps us to recognize that maybe we're getting off a little bit. And I like to use the thought of the yellow caution light. God gives yellow caution lights, little warning signals in life. You remember Balaam? Balaam? That scripture is kind of hard to understand because it's like the Lord told him to go, and then the Lord said no, and the Lord told him to go. But the New Testament gives us a insight to that. It said that Balaam loved. He wanted reward. He wanted promotion. And that's what was drawing him. God didn't want him to. And God put little roadblocks. He put little yellow signals in his path. You remember? One of them was his donkey. His donkey didn't want to go. And Balaam got all upset, mad. He didn't see the yellow light that God was giving him. He just started getting mad at his donkey. I believe he smote his donkey. The donkey had been a faithful servant to him. Remember when he spoke to him? He said, "I've served you faithfully for years. I've been your animal. I've been your beast. I've taken you places. Haven't I been faithful?" But Balaam didn't see the yellow light. He didn't, and then it came to a narrow place. All the time the donkey saw the trouble. He saw the angel ahead. He saw the danger. Balaam had no clue. That verse said, don't be as the horse that has to have a bit. Don't override. Don't just roughshod and overgo the little warning signals that God puts in our path. The Lord is faithful today. We seek Him. Don't you want Him to guide you in your life? Don't you want His blessing and His favor? And you want Him to be able to teach you the lessons that He wants to give you? I do. I want to learn from the Lord. I want to learn His ways. I don't want to roughshod over and just do what I want to do and follow my own course. Because I veer off. I stray. All of us will. The Scripture talks about all we like sheep have gone astray. We have the human within our own selves, just our humanity, it's prone to stray. It's prone to get off track. And we have to constantly bring ourselves, when we recognize that, we have to constantly bring ourselves back. There's another verse, I believe, in Jeremiah. It said, let us search our ways, try our ways, and turn again unto the Lord. Lord, help us today to recognize, what is the Lord trying to teach me in the circumstances of my life? Is He trying to teach me how to trust Him in a greater way? Is He trying to give me lessons of faith that I can grow in my faith and my confidence and my understanding of God, that I can know Him in a deeper way? That's what the Lord desires. That's what He wants. He wants for us to know Him in a deeper way, where those lessons come into my heart, in my spirit, in the very depths of my soul. And it teaches me. And it instructs me. And it helps me to guide my life. And it protects me. And it preserves me. The Lord has those lessons for all of us today. He is a wonderful teacher. And He's constantly trying to teach us and to help us to understand His thoughts and His ways. I also thought about that verse in Peter. You know, when Peter, he began to walk up on the water, but said when he saw the waves were boisterous, he began to sink. Lord, help us today to call upon the Lord when we get into any kind of trouble or difficulty. When there's frustrations there in life, when there are perplexities of life are so great that we don't have the answers. And we feel ourselves beginning to sink in our faith. Call out on the Lord for help. Peter, that's what Peter did. He said, all he did was he, Lord, save me. What'd the Lord do? Is the Lord going to let him go down to the bottom of the sea? No, he wasn't. He reached out his hand to take hold. And he pulled him up. And they went and got in the boat together. You know, the Lord can do that for us. In our times of frustration, in our times when we don't have the answers, when we don't really know what to do, many times we try many different things. The human mind works so quickly. And we try different things. and they don't work. And it doesn't get any better. And it gets worse. Let us cry out to God. Let us seek Him with all of our heart. And He'll reach forth His hand. The Lord does have answers for us. There's not a situation that we face in life. Jesus demonstrated that when He was here. They brought Him all the hard questions they could think of. He understood. He wasn't perplexed. He wasn't thrown off guard. He had the life's answers to life's battles. And He hasn't changed. He's the same today for us. If we call upon the name of the Lord, He's not going to let us go down to the bottom. But if we earnestly seek Him, and we're looking for those yellow caution lights, and we're looking for His direction and His blessing, He'll help us to see the things that He wants us to see. And it will be a strength to us. It will be a stabilization to us in our spiritual life. And it will make us stronger in Him. Let's call out, when we get into those situations, Lord, help us today to pray and ask God, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to show me in all this? And God can teach us. He can show us. And He can bless us today. I'm so thankful today to have a Heavenly Father that when He sees us veering off a little bit, that He is constantly alarmed, that He's working hard to bring us right back in to where we need to be. You know, if it wasn't for that, none of us would make it. We'd never make it. But we have a shepherd this morning that's concerned for our spiritual warfare, our spiritual welfare, our spiritual blessing, our spiritual health this morning. He said, be glad in the Lord. You know that scripture I read there in Hebrews? It said, you forgot the exhortation that speaks to you that a father corrects his children. So the Lord, I don't know if I, we didn't read all that, did we? Verse 11 there, he said, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. I'm thankful today that there's healing in the Lord today. There's understanding, there's strength, there's counsel, there's might. And all we have to do is to call out for His help and His blessing in sincerity and truth. I want to caution us, let's look for the yellow. When we go through our days, look for opportunities that God wants to use to speak to us, to teach us things. You know, Balaam, he just thought his donkey was being cantankerous. But the Lord wanted to teach him something. The Lord wanted to speak to him. And the Lord wants to speak to us today. We have a wonderful Savior, a wonderful Heavenly Father that cares more about us than what we can comprehend or imagine. One place David said, I can't find that, it's in the Psalms, but he said, the thoughts that you have toward me, they're so innumerable, I can't count them all. All the thoughts that you have toward me, that you have for my blessing, for my benefit, for my welfare, they're overwhelming to me. I can't count them all. Do we comprehend today the greatness of the love of God that reaches out to us, not only when we were unsaved and getting saved, but even now? He's still calling our name. I remember my grandmother used to call me there in the neighborhood. We'd run around, play in the neighborhood. My grandma, she would call out the back door, and they had this metal awning. And it just seemed like it echoed. I could hear her call my name. Oh, that was such a good sound. I knew. And sometimes you could smell the fried chicken. You knew what we were going to have. The Lord calls us too. One place there in John, he said, he called his sheep by name. And he leads them out. You know, the Lord calls us individually. He calls us by name. Wanting to lead us. Wanting to instruct us. Wanting to teach us. Lord, help us today to have our hearts and our ears and our eyes open to what God has for us. He has some wonderful things for His people. I know that. He has wonderful things to teach us. Lessons deep in our heart. Pray for me. I want to be faithful.